Good morning. I'm Megan Dooling. Here's your Stoke FM news for Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. British Columbia's chief public health officer says that vaccines against COVID-19 are very available in the province, including a new type approved last week by Health Canada. Dr. Bonnie Henry said it's a bivalent vaccine, which means it has a combination of proteins from different strains of the viruses that cause COVID. This is similar to how influenza and polio vaccines are created.
It's approved for use in adults 18 years of age and older, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. So this is a form of combination vaccine that has the spike protein in it, not just for the original Wuhan variant, but also for an Omicron variant.
Henry said this vaccine stimulates a very strong immune response. We're in a good place in terms of immunity now. That's because there's a high rate of people who have three vaccines and because many people have immunity from being infected with COVID-19. It's called hybrid immunity when people are up to date on their shots and have been infected.
With vaccination and with hybrid immunity, we now know that there are far fewer people in our community now today who are at risk of severe illness from COVID. And we have tools now to top up immunity for those people who are still at risk, and that includes the newest approved bivalent vaccine booster.
Still, Henry says there are risks. Those include potential new variants of the virus. Henry also said that cases of the flu were high this past winter season in New Zealand and Australia. She said that could be the case in British Columbia too. Despite this, it's unlikely that public health measures will be enacted to stop the spread of COVID or the flu. She said people should know by now how to act.
Some things that we need to keep doing, all of us, you know, paying attention to ventilation in indoor spaces, paying attention to cleaning, paying attention to our health awareness. How am I feeling today? Do I need to stay away from others until I feel better? And staying home if we're ill, hand hygiene. Those are the things that we can't ever lose. And I hope we're baked in. But we can trust people now, I think, in our community to do those measures. We don't need a heavy hand of putting in legal restrictions, in my opinion.
Vaccines are available for anyone who hasn't gotten a shot yet. Boosters are available for anyone if it's been 6 months since your last shot. And Henry advised for anyone who's been sick with COVID to wait 3 months before getting your next booster.